Alright, we are live out at Mescal County 2017. This is Katie and I'm here with Megan.
Hello, hey, everybody.
We're here. You can't see Ethan, so if you get dead silence, that's why. Blame him. Make sure you text him and tell him how awful he is. We've got a huge night lined out. Of course, this kicks off the fair week for us. And Megan's going to talk more than me because I don't know anything about beauty pageants.
Yeah, I don't know much. I can't say that I know too much, but I have been in Mescal County, so I have a little bit of experience.
You've done more than been in Mescal County.
Okay, well, I've been in Mescal County. I won Mescal County, and I've done this, I think, for 4 years. Maybe this is my fifth.
Broadcasting?
Yes.
This is my first, so you guys are in for a treat.
I'm not really sure about it. So, this is the event that kicks off our fair. I'm sure most of you listening already know that. This is a huge event in Powell County. And this year we have
13
contestants.
Yes, lucky 13.
Yes. I think when I was in it, there was like 22 or something, really. Like, so this is a smaller number. So.
But last year we had 11.
That's true. So bigger than last year. Yeah. So. And we have some girls. Most of these girls look familiar to me. Some of them play softball for me. And
none of them are my band girls, which is okay because that means they would have missed rehearsal. So
that's true.
I appreciate it, girls, if you're listening.
Some are David's golfers and my sister's cheerleaders, so they've missed quite a few practices and stuff. So she's not happy and they're not happy, but, you know, they're having fun.
They're having fun, and it's high school. We sometimes as coaches and directors and instructors, we get a little caught up in our own selves.
Yes.
When it comes to that, we have to realize it's just high school.
Yes.
Calm down. Okay, we'll just run through, I guess, the contestants. We've got about 2 minutes to show time, so we've got a little bit of time to do that. Dakota Rain Brown is your contestant number one tonight.
We have contestant number two, Allison Brianne DeFilippo.
And contestant number three is Kaylee Alexa Farthing.
Contestant number four is Amber Lee Caitlin Helton.
And number five is Erica Howard.
Number six is Kaylee Rilla Lane.
Number seven is Sierra Elizabeth K. McKinney.
Number eight is Hannah Rochelle Meadows.
And number nine is Caitlin Page Meadows.
Number 10, you have Madison Schuyler Marina Mendoza.
And number 11, you have Kaylee Rose Miller.
And 12 is Sharon Janelle Noble.
And number 13 is Leslie Danielle Stewart. All of them brilliant, beautiful, young girls who are here to have fun. You know, one of the cool things I heard them talk about yesterday was if we did this all again tomorrow, the judges would have a different opinion.
Yes.
The three different judges, it would come out to a totally different outcome. So hopefully they remember that. They just have fun and understand that they're here to have fun, be confident, feel pretty, all that stuff that girls love to do. So I guess they're not quite ready down there, so maybe we can talk about our sponsors. You got that list over there, Megan? We've got six this year, so make sure to patronize these businesses who have sponsored our broadcast of the 2017 Miss Powell County. And we'll just run through them. We'll tell you a little bit more about them later on. I'll let Megan read those off to you.
We have Appalachian Wireless, Shabby Chic Country Mall, Blessings Floral Design, Whitaker Bank, CRS Auto and Trailer, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, and Just Plain Fancy.
Yeah, so all of those great businesses, they never hesitate to sponsor any sort of event that's going on at the school, so make sure you patronize them for making sure that you can hear about your lovely children on the radio waves. You should be gearing up soon. I guess we might have to talk through a little bit of the opening number, so you'll hear a little bit more from us. Get used to hearing us, guys, because that's what we hear.
We're going to be here for a while tonight.
At least you don't have to smell my coffee breath. Megan gets to witness my daily grind.
It's not too bad yet, so.
The music is getting quiet down there.
Maybe getting ready to start.
Maybe so. Oh, here we go. So the theme this year is fun and games. They're doing a routine. It's kind of a baseball theme. Well, kind of. It is a baseball theme.
They're all wearing baseball tees. I've seen that, and I've seen the parents wearing the baseball tees with the contestant members.
They're really cute.
I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
I am a softball person, though, so.
Here they are. They're coming out on stage, waving. They're nervous as heck. You know they are.
Yes, you can tell by looking at them. But this is the part that's the most fun because the judges don't get to judge this part. They just get to watch.
Yes. This is kind of the way to get all of that energy out. There's a guy on stage and I don't know why he's here.
He's just a stage
hand. I guess
I just needed a baseball player.
And then Miss Hannah Wheeler, year 2016, Miss Cal County just came out. She's in the middle. Something that I thought was a little bit, it was a little cooler, was, I think it was the first year they've actually let the, one of the contestants, oh, I guess she's not really the contestant, she's not wearing Keds. She's wearing Chucks. So usually they have to wear those white Keds so that they all match, but she is in red Chuck Taylors, and her baseball team is red instead of black. So it's kind of cute. They've got her standing out a little more. She's waving the crowd.
And I love it because Hannah stands out all the time anyway.
Oh, yeah.
She does not like to be like everybody else. And
no,
I love
she
it.
Doesn't. She doesn't. Talk about a talented girl.
Very talented. At everything she does.
Everything, like, yeah. Absolutely. And they've got little baseball bats, and they're dancing. They're having a blast. I want to be out there, actually.
Yes, I love this song. I'm trying really hard not to sing it.
Go ahead, Megan, take it away.
No, we would have no more listeners.
That's okay. I wanted to mention you guys can watch Facebook Live on WSKV page on Facebook. We are streaming live. So if you want to get the best out of it, watching the stream and listening to us is probably the best bet to get play-by-play, if that's what you're into. You can also listen on the WSKV app for Android.
That's something new this year.
Yeah,
right?
There's section, I'm going to, a section, you say it, I can't
section,
say
section. Sectioning them all.
That's it. So they're only bringing like 4 to 5 out on the runway at a time, so there's not like this
bombardment
of
girls coming at you.
I guess at least if there's a bombardment of girls, they all smell good.
That's very true.
Better than a bombardment of football players.
Very good point.
Opening number is always one of my favorite things to watch. It's just fun
too.
Just let them get their jitters out.
And they get, even though the judges can't judge this part, you know that they're already
they get to find their personality,
and,
right?
You know who has confidence.
Right.
And, yeah, they just needed the boy to do all the carrying and bringing stuff out.
He's just sauntering across the stage. Here you go. Here's a bucket. They're throwing little baseballs and basketballs out into the crowd right now, so that's kind of cute.
That is cute. That's different too. So
yeah. It's really cute. And there they are. You can't see them, but we can, unless you're watching it on Facebook. If you're not, you should do that.
That was really cute. I like that. I enjoyed that.
It was cute. And, of course, Camilla Nolan, Kyla Nolan, and, oh my gosh, I cannot remember her name. Somebody tell me. they choreographed it. And Kyla and the other little girl, I am so sorry I cannot remember her name, are in 8th grade, I think. So they've choreographed it the past 2 years. So.
But I can't think of her. I can't think either.
I cannot think of it, and it makes me feel like a terrible person.
Maybe we'll think of it.
Maybe we will. If we do, we'll let you know, because she deserves credit. They're both talented when it comes to that kind of stuff. Well, more than that, actually, but I'm just going to stop talking now.
Okay.
All right. They've closed the curtain. We're getting ready to, where's our program? What we got coming up next, Megan?
Next is the welcome and introduction of the Master of Ceremonies. So Miss Julie Foster, who is in the Stanton Women's Club and helps set up and
ringleader.
The ringleader of Miss Paul County. She will come out and introduce our Master of Ceremonies. And I will wait and keep that a surprise for you all if you don't know who it is.
We'll keep it a surprise.
I really like it.
Here's a hint. It's not
year,
me and so. It's not Megan.
Yes. We couldn't do both this year. They ask. But.
Well, maybe we could if we put our headphones on. We just
maybe.
Look real goofy. I don't know.
Maybe that's a future.
Guys, we can't be everywhere. I'm sorry. I know we have so many fans out there. Let's see. Later on, there's going to be a presentation of the prince and princesses and kings and queens, all those little kids from the school, which we were talking about earlier. But wouldn't it be cool if we could design dresses for little girls?
I mean, if you all could see these little girls, their dresses are absolutely adorable. Oh, they look like they're going to prom with their little dresses. And they're like in preschool and kindergarten. And
they're adorable. Tiny. Yeah. They're adorable.
And they're loving everything.
Oh my gosh, eating it up because everybody's telling them they're pretty. And of course, girls love that. I like that. So if anybody wants to tell me I'm pretty, go right ahead.
And in their heads, they really think they are a princess. So,
right.
You know,
and you know
princess
they are.
Or not. So.
All right, here comes Julie Bowen. Let's let her talk to us.
As president of the Stanton Women's Club, I would like to welcome you to the 55th annual 2017 Miss Powell County Pageant. I must say it has been a joy getting to know these girls the past few weeks. I can't wait for you to see what they have in store for you tonight. I would like to thank the Stanton Women's Club and the Powell County Lions Club for their continued support throughout this process. I would like to thank Winnie Markham of Stanton Florist for 55 years of flowers for the winner. Vicki Miller Photography for capturing every special moment during the pageant. Hearst Furniture and Appliances, Clementine's and Dairy Queen, Dixie Lockard, and of course, Ethan Moore of WSKV, who makes this pageant possible with the lighting and sound. Without further ado, I would like to welcome our Master of Ceremonies this year. Our MC tonight is a 1999 graduate of Powell County High School. For the last 14 years, he's worked in the news business in Lexington, first as a cameraman and then as a reporter. His stories have been featured nationally on CNN and CBS News. Recently, he was named Anchor of the Year at WKYT, and he is now runs the weekend morning show. This year's MC is Mr. Victor Puente. Please help me give him a warm welcome.
Thank you all for having me. Now, it's been a while since I've been back here. The last time I was at a Miss Powell County, I was a senior in high school, and I was in the crowd. And I remember being able to see my friends and just display their talents that I didn't know they had, just abilities and skills. So I'm excited for all of you to get to see that. I also want to thank Kyla Nolan, Emma Ware, Whitaker Bank, and UPS for their contribution for that opening number, which was pretty enjoyable from back here. I'm pretty sure you all enjoyed it a lot there, too. And before we also get started, I'm going to introduce our judges for tonight. The first one I actually know. Sydney DeLong is a television news producer at LAX18 in Lexington. I'm going to hold that against her. Sydney's a graduate of Sayre School and Center College, where she obtained a Bachelor's of the Arts in Spanish and a minor in Government. In her free time, Sydney enjoys spending time with her husband and Montipoo, her family, interior design, and event planning. Sydney is a pageant veteran. She began competing in middle school. Sydney's currently the public relations and media representative for the Miss Kentucky Scholarship Organization, so she knows what she's talking about. She's excited to be here today, and she wishes all the contestants the best of luck. Our next judge is Tammy Lutz. She's a fourth-grade teacher for Fayette County Public Schools. In her 36 years of experience, Tammy has taught first graders through eighth graders in subjects spanning from reading and writing to math and science. In her free time, Tammy enjoys spending time with family, cooking, shopping, and hanging out with friends. Tammy's no stranger to pageants, and she serves as a member on the Miss Kentucky State Committee and spent years cheering her daughter, Sydney, on competing in pageants. This summer, Tammy spent a week as a hostess to 30 young women while they competed for the title of Miss Kentucky. She's very excited to be here this afternoon to judge the Miss Powell County Fair pageant. Finally, Sonia Stewart resides in Lexington. She formerly attended Western Kentucky University, was a business owner, and an office manager. Sonia is a former Miss Butler County. She's currently retired and works part-time in a physician's office. In her free time, Sonia enjoys spending time with family and friends, traveling and cheering on the UK Wildcats. She's excited to be here this afternoon and wishes each contestant good luck. How about a hand for our judges before we begin? Before we move on, we want to welcome Miss Hannah Wheeler, the 2016 Miss Powell County.
All right. Hannah, making her.
That's a big change. Good job. We'll see Hannah a couple more times throughout the night.
You become a master at quick changes.
Right.
All right. Up next, the cutest moment of the night. Our prince and princesses and kings and queens.
This is one of my favorite parts.
Yes, mine too. I have a lot of favorites throughout the night. So
it's going to be like herding cats. Here we go.
This is my favorite part.
Up first, Warren Dean Livers is the great-nephew of Larry and Kay Everson, grandson of Kathy Jones. Warren enjoys watching Paw Patrol and playing. When he grows up, he wants to be an astronaut. McKenna Everman, also known as Kenna, is the daughter of Brandon Everman and Jerrica Crabtree. She enjoys drawing, playing with her pets, helping mom cook, watching The Loud House, reading books, building tents, and playing with her cousins. Kenna plays t-ball, enjoys swimming, singing, dancing, and hiking at Natural Bridge. When she grows up, she wants to take care of all the animals at the zoo. Warren and McKenna are the preschool representatives for Bowen Elementary.
This little girl's dress is one of the very ones. Is one of the very ones I was talking about.
Being got a tight turn up there.
It is super cute. It's pink.
It's hot rhinestones pink with little blue. Is it flowers? Maybe.
Oh, maybe it is flowers.
Sparkly flowers. Oh my gosh, she's loving it. The little boys even enjoying it. Most of the time, the little boy has to be like, you know, they have to drag him down the runway because he doesn't want to be out there.
Some of them last year were like that. You have to encourage them a little bit.
You either have that little boy or the complete opposite, and the little boy that won't leave the stage.
Oh right.
He loves it.
Up next, we have our Clay City Elementary representatives. Micah Horn is the son of David and Melissa Charles. He loves to play outdoors. Micah plays soccer. When he grows up, he wants to be a police officer. It's a nice hat. Chloe Overby is the daughter of Lance and Missy Overby. She enjoys playing with her dog, Prince, riding her bike, going to the lake, and going to Sunday school to learn about Jesus. Chloe's activities include cheerleading and horseback riding. When she grows up, she wants to be a cancer doctor and a police officer.
I think that was the cutest thing I've heard so far tonight, that she wanted to be a cancer doctor. Bless her heart.
Thank you, Micah and Chloe. Up next, we have Stanton Elementary. Hayden Ray Berger is the son of Mindy Horn. Enjoys anything outdoors, playing with his trains and cars, and playing on his tablet. Hayden plays basketball. When he grows up, he wants to be a train conductor. Hayden is your 2016-2017 Mr. USA. Madison Paige Sparks is the daughter of Amber and Nicholas Hall. She enjoys talking, playing outside, and spending time with Bubby. Madison does gymnastics, and when she grows up, she wants to take care of pets.
I also would like to take care of pets.
Me too. Oh, this little boy's one that's loving it.
Oh, yep. He's out there for good. Good luck. Hannah is doing a really good job, though, making sure that they move it on.
That's a hard job.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a teacher now, so I feel like I would be better at it now. Yeah, but then, you know, trying to get those little kids to listen, and if they don't want to do it, they don't do it.
All right, and she is... Hannah is doing a great job.
Lights are bright, aren't they?
The way Ethan has it set it up kind of looks like a baseball stadium. That was his idea when we were planning the lighting.
And now our kindergarten representatives.
So it's really bright out there.
I did think that when I was here.
From Bowen Elementary.
He succeeded. He usually does. He's my favorite human. Don't tell him. It goes to his head.
I won't tell him. But he does owe you. I'll tell him that, though.
Tell him. Everybody in the world, tell Ethan he owes you.
Gabriel Emery Wisman, also known as Gabe, is the son of Amy Dunn. He loves to play with dinosaurs, Superman, Spider-Man, and play air guitar with Mommy. Gabe is in Cub Scouts, likes basketball, making booby traps around the house for Mommy. When he grows up, he wants to be a rock star. Kaylee Rogers is the daughter of Brian and Tiffany Rogers. Likes playing with Frodo, her dog, coloring, camping, spending time with friends.
I'm trying to make sure her address is
Kaylee plays soccer with the Red River Soccer Club. When she grows up, she wants to be a doctor so she can help people.
Me too, honey. She's just trying to hold it up for everything she's worth.
And the little boy, they did not want to walk together.
He's like, no thanks.
He still thinks girls have cooties.
That'll change. They're so cute. Pink seems to be the color. We've got a lot of pink in these little kids today. I'm wearing pink today.
You are wearing pink today.
I got the memo, you did not.
I did not. I'm sorry I missed that one. I'm always out of the loop, so.
They're just walking across the runway. Loving every minute. At least the girl is.
I don't think the other one knew what he was getting himself into.
I don't think so either.
Oh, those two are dancing.
Look at them.
There's one little boy and little girl. The last two that went, they are loving that they are on stage right now.
Up next, from Play City Elementary, my old alma mater, Jaden Keith Childers, the son of Jared and Bethany Childers. Enjoys learning to play the guitar and drums. Jaden plays soccer and golf. When he grows up, he wants to be a police officer. Zoe White is the daughter of Tyler and Amanda White. She enjoys singing on her microphone and playing with her Barbies. Zoe plays t-ball and soccer. When she grows up, she wants to be a rock star. Her favorite color is purple, and she loves her kitty cats, Lucy and Snowflake. She also just told us she's afraid of Dracula.
Oh, me too. That's a real fear.
Is she crying?
She might be. But Jaden does not care.
No.
Listen, he is one of the cutest little kids.
Look at his little glasses.
I know.
I love little kids. I think I chose the right career.
You did. You did. Are you an elementary teacher?
Yes,
right?
Elementary school.
Oh, she is nervous, guys.
She won't uncover her face. But she's loving Hannah, though.
Yeah.
And now she's trying to find somebody.
Yeah. She's shading herself in those lights. She
can't. Oh, and he's concerned about her, too. He's trying to check on her.
There she goes. Now she's waving. Oh, she's waving hard, too. She's up on one foot. Ethan had to come to my rescue because I thought the mics were not working. I'm just stupid and had them turned down in our headphones.
Well, for a little bit, didn't think they were working either, but I was just going to keep talking and hope.
Up next from Stanton Elementary.
At least I didn't say anything derogatory about the systems.
Carson T. Bishop, the son of Sierra Bishop and Dalton Neal, enjoys taking care of his little brother, cooking, watching YouTube, and hanging out with Papaw. Carson plays basketball and baseball, wants to be a police officer when he grows up. Virgie Rain Bishop is the daughter of Ben and Krista Bishop and enjoys drawing, playing with Elsa, playing at the park, swimming, spending time with her family. Virgie plays soccer, wants to be a computer girl when she grows up.
You go, Virgie. You got a lot of cops out there, future police officers. That's a good thing. Virgie wants to be a computer girl.
That is different.
That is different.
Those two are still dancing. They dance all the way
there. They are. You know, when I was their age, I wanted to be a teacher, an English teacher, to be more specific, and a professional basketball player. I figured, you know, daytime, nighttime.
There you go.
I had it planned out, man.
I like the ones that come out of here and they're like, I want to be a doctor, a teacher, a veterinarian. So I say it all. Just
now we're on to our third graders.
They had to make sure they were
from Bowen Elementary. Dalton Wayne Young, also known as Dot Dot, the son of Brittany Young and Jeremy Hall.
Here's another pink.
He likes to read, draw, play video games, write books, shoot paintball, and fish. Dalton plays baseball, basketball, swimming, and bike riding. When he grows up, he wants to be an author or a famous baseball player. Dalton's family wants him to know they're so proud of him that he's kind, respectful, and very polite. Dalton is the best. We love you, Dalton, from Nana, Papaw, and Dez. McKinley Kirk, also known as Kinley, is the daughter of James and Brandy Kirk. She likes drawing, reading, playing with her sister Marty, and making her own blogs. McKinley plays basketball and swims. When she grows up, she wants to travel around the world and help people.
Hey, traveling nurse. I see it.
Did that say make her own blog?
She did. Make her own blogs, and the little boy likes to write books. So.
Well.
I don't think they could have paired them any better.
They may be famous one day.
They might be.
She'll be blogging about his books he wrote.
That's it.
From Clay City Elementary.
Oh, look at this dress go, cat.
Tucker D. Baker is the son of Dustin and Rachelle Baker. Tucker enjoys fishing, being outdoors, playing with his dogs. His favorite activity is playing baseball. He wants to join the Army when he grows up. Tucker wants everyone to know his papaw Terry is his best friend. And he wants all the ladies to know he's single.
That's
Carly
adorable.
Rain Ballard, the daughter of Carl and Angie Ballard, enjoys playing her Xbox, watching YouTube, and making mom special crafts. Her favorite activities are hiking and working in the barn with her dad. When she grows up, she wants to be a veterinarian.
She's really well-rounded with all her tech and then being outside, too.
I used to work at Clay City, and I know that little boy, and that sounds exactly like something he would say. So that was not
from Stanton Elementary. Jackson Lane Briscoe, also known as Jax, is the son of Eric and Amy Briscoe. He enjoys riding his bicycle, playing MLB on Xbox, jumping on his trampoline, fishing, camping, and playing with his friends. Jax's favorite activities are baseball and basketball, and he plays baseball for the Mountain Parkway Hammerheads. When he grows up, he wants to be a Major League Baseball player for the Cincinnati Reds. He also enjoys performing with his Extreme Team ball handlers, where he got to perform at the Final Four in Indianapolis in 2015. Jax would like to thank his Aunt Stacy at Parkway Florist for his sharp tucks. Olivia Peak is the daughter of Michael and Cassie Peak. She enjoys cooking with mom, playing with her little brother, playing with her friends, and shopping. Olivia's favorite activities are cheerleading and dance. When she grows up, she wants to be a chef.
Olivia at the football game.
Now our fifth graders from Bowen Elementary.
For the first time.
Mikey Short is the son of Mike and Arlena Short. Enjoys gym mining, bowling, reading, playing with his cat Tucker, playing board games with his family. Mikey's on the Bowen Buccaneer broadcasting team and tag program. When he grows up, he plans on studying to be a pharmacist. Kaylin Jones is the daughter of Jeremy and Renee Jones. She enjoys art, reading, shopping, and playing with her dogs Brody, Chloe, and Sophie. Kaylin's favorite activities are clogging and cheerleading. When she grows up, she wants to be a vet.
We've got a lot of veterinarians in this group.
We do, and a lot that want to take care of pets.
Hey, you know what? You too. Also, if anybody's interested, I've got 3 cats to give away, so. You know.
I would take them if I could, but my sister's allergic.
One of the strays in our neighborhood.
From Clay City Elementary. Adrian Wayne Faulkner is the son of Ashley Knox and Aaron Faulkner. He enjoys riding his dirt bike and fishing. Adrian's favorite activity is playing basketball. When he grows up, He wants to operate heavy equipment. Josie Lynn McClure is the daughter of Shauna Smith and David McClure. She likes to play with her dog Max, watch TV, draw and color, but singing karaoke is her favorite pastime. Josie's favorite activities are playing basketball, softball, soccer, running cross country, and doing gymnastics. When she grows up, she'd like to be an actor and a singer.
She is making him go. Yeah. She is leading him.
And she's a busy little girl, too.
And she is a busy little girl. What I love about this age group is this is where the girls start getting taller than the boys.
Yes.
And it stays like this until they're freshmen in high school.
From Stanton Elementary, Landon Allen Wayne Carroll is the son of Amanda Hawkins. He enjoys creating YouTube videos, playing soccer with the neighborhood kids, and riding his bike at Mammy and Papaw's. His favorite activities are basketball and golf. Landon would like to go to college and play golf and work in the computer industry to create computer and video games when he grows up. Lily Rose Jett is the daughter of Lee and Afton Jett. She enjoys taking care of her cow, Callie, hanging out with her family and friends, making slime, making crafts. Lily's favorite activities are clogging, playing softball, and cheerleading. When she grows up, she wants to be an elementary school teacher.
Those are two of my little kiddos from my first year of teaching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have a picture of me and Landon.
But a round of applause for all of our princes and
little
princesses,
Mr.
princesses, kings and queens.
But he makes me feel old.
Oh, you are old.
You're older than
I'm
me.
Old.
So, if I'm old, you're old. I don't think you're much older than me, though.
I think so. Maybe a year. Okay. I'm 26.
I'll be 26 in November.
Well, there you go.
Not very much. We are old.
That's fine. I'll be old for the rest of my life, I guess. We've got a little bit of time, I think.
Yes.
Maybe.
We're getting ready to start the swimwear competition. So. That was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done. So.
I could not parade around in a swimsuit. Why don't you tell us about Just Pink Fancy's Fall Fest coming up?
Just Plain Fancy's Fall Fest, celebrating 5 years of being Just Plain Fancy. Save the date. It is October 21st. For music featuring Chelsea Nolan, Family Fun, in-store discounts, vendors, and giveaways. Come celebrate 5 years of fashion at your local boutique. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for more details. Contact info is, the owner is Annie Kenter, and the store phone number is 606-481-0907. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they are closed on Sundays and Mondays. I personally love Just Plain Fancy.
Listen,
I think they're all
I am
time.
Wearing JPF from head to toe right now. Not to toe.
Decked out.
Different shoes. I don't have JPF shoes on.
That's the only thing.
But my clothes are JPF.
I wore a JPF dress today. I changed because I had to come here. But I did wear one today to the horse show, to work the horse show. So.
I love her stuff. I can always find something, too, when I go in there, which is nice. I like to take Ethan because, listen, Ethan is the best person to take shopping with you. I can just stand there and he brings me all the stuff. And it's fantastic. And my favorite is when he's like, that does nothing for you.
Like, at least he's honest.
At least you're honest. At least you're honest. I don't have to ask him if it looks bad because he just tells me. But check them out. That's going to be cool. Chelsea Nolan, one of my best friends since middle school. She is real good on the guitar. So check them out.
Real good at anything new.
Anything that has to do with music, really.
Yes, thank you for saying that, because I couldn't get that sentence out. Thank you.
You help me with sections, and I'll help you with
everything else.
Everything. Yeah. She's good. She's a great songwriter. She's written a few songs in the past year that'll just tear your heart out, I think. So check them out. That's, what was it, October 21st? I think I have a marching band competition that weekend, so I won't be able to go, but you can. All right, I think we're starting swimwear.
And now it is time for the swimwear portion of the evening.
Listen, this takes guts.
It trust me, it does.
And we gotta talk.
Yeah, we didn't have to do that. That's been added, so...
coming to you as a senior here at Powell County High School. Tonight, I'm your contestant number one, Dakota Rain Brown.
We got a lot of interaction from the crowd just then. Now, this is her second year she's been contestant number one, yeah, because she has the fortunate last name starting in B. I will get it out in a minute. You need to help me here.
Fortunate or unfortunate.
Whichever it is.
I'm sure she thinks it's fortunate. She's a basketball player, so she's used to the crowd. You know.
I can tell, because she's got some tap muscles on. Also, her... What color is that?
It's red. She's wearing red. That's what she wore red last... A different swimsuit, but she wore red last year, so red does look good with her dark hair.
It definitely does.
Good evening. A junior here at Powell County High School. I'm your contestant number two, Allison Brianne DeFilippo.
What I can appreciate about Allison is that she is perfectly fine with her skin tone. And that's nice, because a lot of times when girls are as porcelain skinned as she is, they're like, I've got a tan and I've got a tan. Listen, honey, you are just as pretty without a spray tan. So good on her for being okay with that. She's wearing UK blue.
UK blue.
Which I love.
Yeah. Well, I do too, so.
UK plays UK usually.
Yeah, and they won.
Okay.
A senior here at Powell County High School, my name is Kaylee Alexa Farthing, and I am your contestant number three.
I'm always impressed by Kaylee's speaking abilities. She enunciates very well when she talks. She's wearing black.
She looks very good in black. And it's very odd to me because by this point in last year's pageant, I think we had all the same colors. So we had three different colors. I like it.
Listen, I could not do that. I could not walk up out of that stage in my regular clothes, much less a swimsuit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you as a senior here at Powell County High School, I'm your contestant number four, Amberly Caitlin Hilton.
She was really excited.
She was very excited. And let me tell you right now, she is walking like she is the prettiest thing in the room. But you have to.
You have to. Yeah. You have to show the judges that you're confident.
The amount of confidence I remember being out there in my swimsuit, and I did not walk like that. So, more power to Amberly.
Her hair looks good. She's got a lot of hair.
Coming to you as a senior here at Powell County High School, I'm honored to be your contestant number five, Erica Marie Howard.
And this is one of my softball players, so I'll try not to be biased. But she is one of my softball players. So.
And she's wearing some pretty blue today, too. She means it. Look at her.
Her legs. She has some long legs.
She does
legs.
Have long legs. Pretty muscular, too.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you as a junior here at Powell County High School, I'm your contestant number six, Kaylee Rilla Lane.
Kaylee Rilla is wearing lime green. She's super bright under these lights right now.
And another different color, so
yeah.
She stands out.
And she's got height. Height is usually something that's a factor in beauty pageants. It just is. She's 5 feet tall, so she's got that going against her. But she's okay with it, and that's great. I think it's cool that she's like, look, I'm 5 feet, and here I am. Here's my lime green swimsuit. She's got really pretty hair, too.
I like her earrings. I can barely... Well, I have my glasses on, so I can see a little bit farther away. But
I'm impressed that you can see her earrings, actually.
Well, they stand out. They were shiny when she walked out, so...
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and judges to the 2017 Miss Powell County. My name is Sierra Elizabeth Kay McKinney. I am a junior. Having been your contestant number seven.
She's wearing black. The only one out here with a little bit of frilly at the bottom of her swimsuit, so that's a little different.
is it black?
Maybe. I don't know. I thought it was black. I was here yesterday.
I thought it was black, too, but sometimes I can't see up here, so.
Ooh, did you see that? She, like, whipped her head around.
Hair flip.
Good evening. A senior here at Powell County High School, and I'm your contestant number 8, Hannah Rochelle Meadows.
Lots of crowd response from her, too.
Yeah. She is wearing a green color. They've all been different.
Yes, they have. So far, yes.
We've got some black ones. But
and then, like, 2 Kentucky blue, but the swimsuits are completely different.
Yeah.
So. I like this color, too. Emerald green. So,
yes.
It looks very good with her black hair.
If I remember correctly, she has green eyes, too. Which probably helps her in that color. They're popping out.
I think she does, too. I think you're right. Like a darker green, yeah.
To you as a senior here at Powell County High School, I'm your contestant number 9, Caitlin Paige Meadows.
Now, apparently, I can't tell the difference between red and like coral, so
this one is red, also.
This one is also red. I was gonna say coral, I don't even know why I'm up here.
It is red, and she is making sure that the judges see her. Most girls have quickly walked off stage, but she has taken her time.
Yep. She certainly is confident. She did a little head nod when she came out, back off the runway.
And this color is different, too.
Oh, yeah. Coming to you as a senior here at Powell County High School, I'm your contestant number 10, Madison Schuyler Marina Mendoza.
Is that a fuchsia?
That's a good color. That's a good name for it. I wasn't really sure what to call it. I was sitting over here trying to figure out how to describe it.
Yeah, now who can't see color?
Yes.
It's really pretty. It's got scratches. Initially, I thought it was scratches, but it's a really pretty color.
So we do good together.
Right.
What colors I can't see, you can.
I can see.
And, you know.
So you guys should be grateful that we are talking to you. Who else would do it?
Good evening. Coming to you as a junior here at Powell County High School, I am your contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller.
Now, Kaylee is a ballerina, so her poise
is
top-notch.
Yes.
Her confidence, look at that. That was good.
I'm kind of speechless, by the way, because the way she walked out.
She's got a good walk. She's probably more in tune with the muscles in her body because of ballet. She's been doing it since she was 3. So she's got that going for her.
A senior here at Powell County High School, I'm proud to be your contestant number 12, Sharon Janelle Noble.
Now, you want to talk about a confident walk?
Yes, I agree. And another emerald green swimsuit.
Yep. She does not take her eyes off the judges for a minute, except for when she turns around. If anybody could walk backwards in a swimsuit, it would probably be Millie, though.
Yes, I agree. She's another one of my softball players, so.
She is super confident in her walk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you as a senior from Powell County High School, I am honored to be your lucky number 13 tonight, Leslie Danielle Seward.
Lucky number 13.
That was cute.
That was
clever.
That was clever.
She's an orange. It's like a bright orange. That's not Tennessee.
That's not Tennessee.
We don't do that. Down with Bobby Shop.
It's a pretty orange. So, not gaudy.
It was really good with her dark hair. One who's waved as she left.
And I don't know how the judges do this. I really
don't.
I'm sitting here right now like I have like a top 13, not a top 5. So I don't know how they do it.
It's hard. Wait till you see talent. Talent makes it hard too. I've judged a talent competition in Prestonsburg, the road to Nashville. I judged that, and that was hard, because you get, I mean, it's just like this, you get these talented young people out there, and they're just giving it all they have. It's all they know to do, and they're just, they're killing it. It's really hard to be a judge, I will say that. Alright, we are gearing up for, I should have this ready, but I don't.
He sponsored me when I was in Mitchell County. So, Tanner Crossler Dodge Jeep and Ram is right off Mountain Parkway, exit 22 in Stanton. He has cars, trucks, Jeeps, and more. Low prices, great service, your hometown car guy. His number, or their number, at Tanner Dodge is 606-663-2856. And if you visit there, you can see why they are number one in the nation for repeat business. You can also visit Tanner online at TannerChryslerProducts.com. I buy my cars from Tanner. My whole family does. So I, you know, I love Tanner Chrysler.
Yeah, they are.
Everyone get excited. It is the talent portion of the competition. My favorite part. Up first, Dakota Rain Brown doing a tap routine to a James Brown medley.
This is pretty cute.
That doesn't matter. Get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it out?
You can't see it. It's just kind of weird.
One, two, three, four.
I'm sure you can hear her tap.
Sorry, I get speechless sometimes because I sit there and watch. I forget that I'm on the radio because I, like, get into it. Her talent is very cute.
It is cute. She's got really good time. Really good rhythm.
See, I wouldn't know the difference, so.
That's what I do, Megan.
I know. That's what you're here for, so.
That's why I'm here. Super cute little get-up. She's in, her little shorts have Swisher style. Yeah. Swisher, I think is what they're called. She's got a glittery sequin red top. One shoulder, one arm. I don't know fashion. I don't know why I'm in this box. I'm going to say that.
I don't really know it either. You should hear me try to describe things. But you are going to hear it all night, and it's probably going to make you laugh, honestly. So, I'm sorry. I'm doing my best. It is red and sparkly, so it does stand out in the light. So. And her little headband is red and sparkly, too. So.
Yeah. Her rhythm is really good. I will say that about her. Oh, and she did the splits.
And I did not know she had that in her.
So walk up your daughters or whatever.
She.
That was contestant number one, Dakota Rain Brown.
She used to play softball for me, and she's a ball player. So that just like, blew my mind.
She jumped up in the air really high and then came down in the splits. And I've never.
And I've known her for a while, so, and I didn't know that she could do that. So
good for her. So, contestant number two is going to be
up next, contestant number two, Allison Brianda Filippo, clogging and jazz routine to Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis Presley.
And Allison can clog. I've watched her for years.
Yeah. And
are her shoes pretty cool?
Yeah, everyone's cool. She's got
oh, blue suede shoes. That's cute.
Isn't it?
She has blue shoes and a blue outfit. That's cute. I will say that talent, you do get to have a little bit more fun.
You do.
But it's still nerve-wracking.
Oh,
this whole pageant is nerve-wracking. So these girls, like, it doesn't matter who wins tonight or who places in the top five, they need to know that, like, this is a big deal. Like, to have this much confidence.
Right.
So.
So she trained locally at Montana Dance Studio. So that's pretty cool. That was cute. I like that.
That was contestant number two, Allison Brianne DeFilippo.
And I know that these judges, I mean, their job has to be
like, it's hard.
I don't even know why. I couldn't do it. So.
Yeah. Up next, two were really Haley good, Alexa so. Farthing doing a hip-hop dance to Get It Poppin'
Remember,
by Photronic.
Guys, you can watch on Facebook Live, the WSKB page, if you want to see these talents.
Highly suggested.
She's going to be dancing, so it's a little hard to see her. We'll try to talk through it a little bit.
She may have been when she was younger, but she's not right now. She plays volleyball. I know that.
Okay, that's your volleyball.
Her outfit is also very sparkly. It is black, though, so it's different than the other two. We've had red, blue, and now black. And that's the order of their swimsuits, too.
It is.
Red, blue, and black.
How about that? Hmm.
So maybe they're going to keep with the theme all night. But that's a good thing in a pageant because the judges will remember, the girl in the blue dress was wearing the blue swimsuit and the blue outfit. So just a little tidbit. That came from my pageant coach, so I can't say that I can take credit for that. So Angie Drake, shout out to her. So
now Kaylee's looking like she's belongs in a Black Eyed Peas video.
Yes.
Looking a little like Fergie out there with the high ponytail.
Contestant number three, Fergie. Kaylee Alexa
I couldn't think of the name that I was thinking, but that was what it was.
She did a great job. Of course, they're all going to do great jobs.
Is the next one a singer?
I believe the next one is.
So you guys don't have to listen to us talk to the next one. You'll actually get to listen to her. So.
I think she's singing an Alicia Keys song, which is brave. Oh, my gosh. Yes. There are certain artists that other artists are like, I'm not doing it. So good for her for being so confident to be able to sing Alicia. If I'm telling you correctly, I might be lying. I hope I'm not.
We'll forgive you.
Because I was in rehearsal last night, and they all did great last night, the dress rehearsal. And they are nervous. They're even nervous for dress rehearsal. I mean, I would be. This one's taking a little bit longer to get ready. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's painting. Anticipation. I can't handle it.
Now she's forgot, so now she's excited to see it.
That's it.
I've never, this is the first time I've got to see it, so I have no clue. It usually has the
up next,
listed,
contestant number four, Amberlee Caitlin Helton, singing If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
She was correct. And before she gets started, her dress is super adorable.
She's looking a little like Alicia.
If I ain't got you, yeah.
That was contestant number four.
You guys enjoyed Amberlee Caitlin Helton. To listen to me and Katie talk, but
right. Good for her. I mean, that's a hard song. I would not even try to attempt it. She came out here with confidence. And
I mentioned her dress, but I want to talk more about it. It was like, I don't really know how to describe it. Here I am again trying to describe fashion and I don't know anything about it.
It's black with silver.
It's black with silver on it. Up next, contestant number five,
and the top Erica was Marie silver, Howard, and the bottom was doing some
black,
clogging.
And I just thought it was really cute when she came out.
Contestant number five, Erica Marie Howard.
I mean, you might as well just be flailing around like I would. You can hear her walking on stage.
I love that sound, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a little nostalgic. I clogged for a year and a half, maybe, with Lori Beth Rogers Mays, who is
exquisite, right?
Yes. She's a former Miss Pal County as well. But I was in her little troupe for a minute, and I had a blast doing it.
I clogged for Montana Hale's mom.
Joni, right. Yes. So I started out with Joni, and then I went with Lori.
And now Montana does that, I think. And Montana,
up next, listen, contestant number six, Haley Ray Lane.
And she's a former Miss Pal County.
She is. All right, Katie's going to sing for us, so let's let her take it.
Everywhere, yeah, you're gonna miss me.
That was contestant number six, Kaylee Rilla Lane.
Super cute dress that I wish I could wear. Like
totally little flirty dress. It's pink with some silver up the sides. Listen, that
sequins all over.
That was that song, the rendition she did was by the Banksters, which is
contestant
really
number seven, Sierra Elizabeth K. McKinney, will be doing an original monologue named Family Vacation.
Each time my papa takes a family on a vacation, each year is something new. Always a mix of history and adventure, but always priceless. Vacation 2017, a week that will go down in infamy. Destination, Gulf Shores, Alabama. First stop was a water park in Indiana, which was very welcoming on a hot July day. My aunt and I were riding buddies. We were having a great time until we decided to try a slide with two distinct drops. We boarded our little raft, and the attendant gave us a little shove. Well, have you ever seen a rock skip the entire pond? It's pretty much what happened. All I can remember is the end of the pool rapidly approaching and the panicked screams of my aunt. All I can say is half I was on one side of the handrail and half on the other. We spent some time in the lazy river after that. Round trip, we traveled through 9 states and drove over 2,000 miles. And in this process, I learned several lessons. Like number one, 10-year-old boys become combustible after 6 states and various gas station snacks. Number two, hotel walls are very thin. And old men who go to sleep at 8 o'clock will cuss you out, even if they're only wearing droopy red underwear. Yeah. Number three, there is a gas/everything station in Arkansas called Boomland. They have enough fireworks and beef jerky to clear out cattle for miles. Number four, mid-July is jellyfish season in the Gulf of Mexico. Jellyfish can reach every little crevice and feel like you have an angry bee trapped in your swimsuit. True story. Number five, after being trapped in a car for over 2,000 miles, jokes like, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef, make you laugh until you cry. Well, there you have it. The most perfect memories come from the most imperfect situations. After all, it's not the destination that's important. It's the people you get there with. Thank
you. That was contestant number seven, Sierra Elizabeth K. McKinney.
So she did her own, she wrote that monologue. She did a great job. Talking is difficult to do when you're nervous. Anything is difficult to do when you're nervous, right?
Yes, but especially talking.
Because all you want to do is, I'm done.
Yes. So, and you can hear, you know, in your voice if you're nervous. Like when you're dancing, you know.
You can't.
You can't see the jitters.
Right.
So
good for her. And this is the second year she's done an original monologue. So last year I think she did one as a tribute to her aunt. The same aunt in this story, because her aunt was a breast cancer survivor, I think. So. Good for her for being able to sit down and write and have the patience to go on stage to do something like that.
I think our next one is a little bit of a different talent, correct?
Who is next?
Hannah Meadows.
Hannah Meadows, yes. She's the ballet person, isn't she?
Piano.
No, she's the piano.
Yep, she's the piano.
I don't know what I'm doing, guys.
Kaylee Miller.
You're right.
Wherever she's at. She's
the... Hannah, the girl coming up next, she's a fantastic piano player. Don't let this crappy keyboard...
Up next, contestant number eight, Hannah Rochelle Meadows, will be doing a piano performance of Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Oh, I love her dress. I'm all about the dresses.
It's a little hard to hear. Let me try that. Stagehand frantically trying to figure out the connection issue. She don't care, man. She didn't skip a beat. Good for her working through those technical issues. Good for her.
She got crowd care. And she got crowd response from that. Way to go.
I think somebody forgot to plug it in the back. for her.
It's contestant number 8, Hannah Rochelle Meadows.
I love that she never skipped a beat.
I'm sure you guys heard that piano get real loud real quick after some technical difficulties. And she just kept right on going like it didn't even happen. So, and that's hard to do. I remember watching one girl,
I remember what you're talking about.
But she was singing and she had a technical issue and she had to start over. And they let her. And that's hard. That stinks because you're already nervous and then something bad happens and you're like, oh my God.
And you had just talked yourself into doing it.
Right.
So,
right.
And then you have to talk yourself into it again.
Right. I mean, this whole pageants are all about talking yourself into doing stuff.
Yes.
So, which is good. Good practice for real life.
Yes.
Oh gosh. I'm not sure how much time we would tell you a little bit more about one of our sponsors, but this time between talents is a little difficult to predict. I know the next one might actually be a painter. Yes, she's a painter, so they've got to pull out the easel, and you never know how long that's going to take. It depends on how crammed everything was back behind the curtain.
So I will talk about Whitaker Bank really quickly. That's another one of our sponsors. They're located in 130 South Main Street in Stanton and 4459 Main Street in Clay City. Whitaker Perks account, they have mobile banking and text banking available. They have loans, checking services, savings, and investments, business services, and insurance. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Find out more at www.whitakerbank.com.
We have great people who work at Whitaker Bank. Several of my friends personally work there, so.
Some of my family works there,
right.
So. Two of my aunts. My aunts do the insurance for Whitaker Bank.
That's
so.
Right, which also happens to be the friend that I'm referencing.
Oh, so. Really?
So, yeah, if you need and I'm an insurance person, I won't tell you where I work because it's not Whitaker Bank insurance, but if you need insurance, you can see Lisa Mays over there. She will make sure that you are covered the way you should be. I will too, but I don't sell, so no skin off my teeth if you go get her the commission. But
or Shauna Mays.
Up next, contestant number 9, Caitlin Page Meadows, will be speed painting.
This amazes me.
She's got pink brushes and she is just right now. She's dressed like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
Uh-oh.
A little bit of foreshadowing.
I love her red shoes, too. Goes perfectly with her little...
I would wear those every day.
I would if I could walk in them. I would be so nervous I'd forget what color was supposed to go where
and
what
gosh,
was happening.
She got nervous at rehearsal last night. She was a little nervous because she didn't bring enough paintbrushes last night. I think she's got all
from seeing the yellow brick road.
You might be. I'm not going to
do that. Possibly. And you only get, how long do you get for talent? I can't even remember. Is it 2.5 minutes?
2.5 to 3, yeah, I can't remember.
2.5 minutes. So to paint a picture in 2.5 minutes, wow.
You're painting it, and she's flipping around, and look at that.
Well, it is the Yellow Brick Road!
Leading to Emerald City.
That is awesome.
That's really cute. She went, I mean, she just put a little rainbow up there.
Well, I love it.
She did a great job. Cute.
It is cute. And since you guys can't see
it,
she painted it
upside down. She did.
And then when she flipped it, it was the Yellow Brick Road leading to Emerald City.
I always like watching the painting ones because, I mean, they just go for it, man. We've got a couple of those. We've got a chalk artist, and we've got one that's a little fascinating. As she's painting, you cannot tell what she's painting, so we'll talk about that one.
I'm intrigued.
It's pretty cool. course, most of them you can't. Anyway, I don't know. I'm going to stop talking now. Do we have another sponsor? Because they got to clean up paint on the floor back there.
We do.
They got a stack of baby wipes, and they just clean off the floor whenever.
We will go with CRS Auto and Trailer. They're located on Main Street in Clay City. They have a great selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They have a good stock of buy-here, pay-here vehicles, low down payments, and low monthly payments. They have all types of trailers, box, stock, flat, horse, and more, with 6 months same as cash on all trailers with no down payment. They are open Monday through Saturday, 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Their phone number is 663-2836. And while we're waiting on the paint to be cleaned up, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Personality Award. There are different special awards through the night, but Personality is mainly judged during the interview that nobody else gets to hear.
Right, right.
So the girls go on, I think they start at like 4:30 or 4, and the girls have to go in and be interviewed by the judges. They have 30 minutes to interview each girl, or 20 minutes, and they can ask them, the questions they ask in there are tough questions. Mm-hmm. So that's the part you all don't get to see. So they also have to be nervous all day anyway, but then they have to go and actually talk to the judges. And they ask questions ranging from, what is your favorite color and what is your name, to what color would you use to describe yourself and why? Like, yeah. It's pretty hard. So these girls have to be able to think on the spot. So they're not only beautiful, but they have to be intelligent.
They've got to be intelligent, right. And the thing about that, too, is if you go in and for your personality interview, and, they're going to use that, right, to judge you. That's their starting place for the whole shebang.
That's the stage. No pun intended.
I think you intended the pun.
I did a little bit. All right, I did. I admit.
Up next, contestant number 10, Madison Skylar Morena Mendoza, will be doing an inspirational chalk art.
Didn't know today would be your last, that I'd have to say goodbye to you so fast. I'm so numb, I can't feel anymore. I'm praying you just walk back through that.
Her dress, of course. I love the dresses. They're all sparkly and sequency, and I love sparkles.
And sequins standing out.
Really gone as long as I believe.
I like this song too. So.
Yes.
There will be another angel.
This song kind of makes me want to cry. That's what I'm saying. If you ask me the name of a song or who sings it, I can never tell you. But I can tell you the words, but that's about it.
I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne tonight, singing hallelujah.
Sorry, we're just mesmerized by this song. And that she's just going to town with this chart. She's got a big canvas.
I'm just jealous.
You all can't see it, so she has she's used several different colors to create a joy. And I truly am mesmerized. So
it's really fascinating to watch. She's blending them right now with her hands, which is brave enough to dress that pretty.
I agree.
But watch her. She's gonna stand in the middle and she's an angel.
Oh, she's an angel. That is adorable. So cute.
That was contestant number 10, Madison Skylar Morena Mendoza.
Yesterday, I was here doing the MC part so that they would know where he would be talking. And I was like, hey, Madison, it might be better for you to stand to the side so they can see what you're painting or what you're drawing. Because I didn't see it from the front. Couldn't see what she was drawing. And she was like, it's angel wings. I'm an angel. And I was like, oops. It's like, I won it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so much smarter than what I just sounded like. But it was really cute. If you're not watching on Facebook Live, you're really missing out, because I think that's really, we like to broadcast and make sure we can bring you as best of a visual as possible, but if you're watching Facebook Live and listening to us, you're going to get a little bit better of a mix of the two. So,
and I will give a shout out to one of my friends right now. Bridget Markham has been listening, and she's been giving me feedback.
So, oh, good.
She's been telling me, you know, we sound good, talk louder. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget. We appreciate that. It might help if I turn our mics up. If I do that, maybe that'll help. You tell me, Bridget. You tell me what to do. You be our girl on the inside, so to speak. All right, we're getting ready for our next talent, who is the ballerina. And listen to me, we are probably going to be mesmerized by this, because I love to watch ballet, because their muscles are just fascinating. Muscles in ballerina, men and women, their muscles are just so long and lean, and it's so clear that they work every single muscle in their body.
I don't know how they do it.
It's crazy.
And, like, those, but like, she, the point shoes, she yeah. said she, like, she's worked for years to earn her point shoes.
Right.
Like, you have to earn that.
Right.
And, like, now, like, she goes to, like, get her fingernails and stuff done. This is a personal story from Kaylee, and they always ask her if she wants a pedicure, and she says no, because she's worked hard to have the toes
the
that
toes,
she has.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So. And that's crazy, because those aren't pretty.
No.
They are bruised and bloody, and but it's true. I mean, they work hard to get to that point. Now, today she's going to be doing a contemporary, so she won't be in points today, on point, I should say, but it's going to be good. I watched it yesterday, and I work with the marching band here, and I was like, hey, what grade are you in? She's like, I'm a junior, and I was like, I need you on color guard next year, like really bad, because color guard has kind of shifted from just twirling a flag to a lot of dance, contemporary dance, so if anybody knows her, just tell her that I'm looking for, tell her to call me.
She's one of my sister's cheerleaders, so she's been talking to Kayla about, you know, her dance. So I've been excited to see it all, you know,
yeah.
for a month now anyway. Yeah. So I'm really excited.
So
and she made this up. She choreographed it herself.
Believe you. And it's, she's fantastic. All of them are fantastic. I need to make sure that you guys are aware how fantastic each of these contestants are, how much energy it takes to get out here. Kaylee's been dancing since she was 3, so it's just amazing to watch her.
And she travels.
Again,
She goes to New York every summer and stays with different people throughout the summer because she's trying to get into an arts school. I can't remember what it's called. So
probably Juilliard or one of those.
I think you're right.
If she gets into Juilliard, that'd be cool. I'm not sure. Maybe you could mention another sponsor. I don't know how much time we have.
I will mention Shabby Chic Country Mall. You can do your own treasure hunt
next
right
here. Next contestant number
11,
Kaylee Rose Miller, will be performing a contemporary dance routine to the song Rise Up by Andra Day.
She's wearing a black.
You're broken down and tired.
I can't.
Living life on the merry-go-round.
Well, it is a ballet outfit.
You can't find a
I guess a leotard, would that be?
Maybe.
Would that be what that is? Maybe.
Yeah, it is a leotard, but she's got a flowy back piece that goes down to halfway past her calves. I just love to watch ballerina's muscles.
I do too.
Like, it's amazing to me.
And watching her, like, I get cold chills when I watch, like, ballet and stuff, so.
Her timing is amazing. She's really telling a story with.
So if you're not watching on Facebook Live, you need to be watching.
Now would be the time to tune in. She's commanding the stage for sure. I mean, she's gone all over around the stage. She's doing some pirouettes right now.
And I don't think very many people in the crowd are moving. Like, they're all eyes on Kaylee.
Super graceful.
Mm-hmm.
here we are, sitting.
Yes, I'm sorry. I can't describe how mesmerized
there is
you
no
are
way.
By this.
There's no way to describe.
And I love it that she choreographed it herself. Like, that's talent also. That is, so. Did they announce that that was choreographed by her?
I think it just says choreographed. I don't think it says original choreography. She did fantastic. She did.
Kaylee Rose Miller.
I think she has a little fan section over here, too, in front of us.
Cause I think so, too.
Every time she's came out, they've stood up and stuff. Okay, I'll finish the Shabby Chic Country Mall. They have everything from antiques and collectibles to that special dress for your little girl. You'll find home necessities like a skillet, iron, or toaster, furniture, home decor, and much more. If you're looking for it, they probably have it. One of Kentucky's best country malls with friendly folks. Stop by 354 West College Avenue in Stanton. For info, you can call 663-0084. Shabby Chic is the little store with big charm.
There you have it. And again, guys, make sure you patronize these businesses. Go in, see what they have. If you don't like anything that they have, at least let them know that, hey, we appreciate that you support our kids and that you make sure that we can hear and see and that they can have money, because money's a huge thing. So when they are sponsors, I mean, they're basically giving their hard-earned money.
Contestant number 12,
so.
Sharon Janelle
sure
Noble,
will
be singing and dancing to Proud Mary by Tina Turner.
Thankful.
Singing and dancing.
Good stage cover,
yes,
too. And she
does.
Did some, what's that called?
I should know this because I've been around cheerleading. It's a no-handed cartwheel, and I can't remember what it's called. An aerial? An aerial. I think it's an aerial. My sister would kill me if she was listening right now, and I didn't know that, but I'm sorry.
It's impressive. Regardless.
It was impressive. Her tumbling is impressive.
Yes, it is. I can barely do a cartwheel with hands. Oh, there she went. And he went.
Flip.
And the flip again. And these are really super slow controlled flips, too. So it's not like she's just dropping into them.
That was contestant number 12.
Takes a lot of muscle.
And that was a very unique talent, too, to sing and dance.
Yeah.
Not sure that I've ever.
She kind of drug you in. Yes. Yeah. I think we have one more girl left, right? Yeah.
Yes. And while we're waiting, I'll mention Appalachian Wireless. It is located in Eastern Kentucky. It's Eastern Kentucky's leading provider of 3G and 4G wireless services. Headquartered in Kentucky and operating since 1991. More towers and more places means better service. Amazing deals on the hottest smartphones coupled with competitive rates means bigger savings. More and more people are choosing Appalachian Wireless than ever before, not to mention its easily accessible local service and support you can count on. See for yourself. Visit one of their 21 retail stores or many other authorized dealer locations near you. Better service, bigger savings, serving you for the last 25 years. Appalachian Wireless. Their number is 800-438-2355.
And people at Appalachian Wireless are great to work with, Ashley. The guy that Ethan works with the most is great. He truly wants what's best for the community. He tries his hardest to make sure that we can get cell service down here, which is sometimes a very difficult thing. So
yes, it is.
I think we all know that. These knobs, but it's just hard to get signal. It's not like they're mountains, right? So you
contestant
can't sit on
13,
a high mountain and
Leslie
shoot the signal
Danielle
down.
Stewart will be painting.
Is this the one that you can't see?
Yes, okay. This one is interesting because she's painting on a white canvas with white paint.
So you're not actually going to be able to tell what she's painting until
she's finished.
So I bet people in the crowd are like, does she realize that she's not painting anything?
Yeah. It's That's really because you can't see it. And just wait till you see. If you guys are not on Facebook right now, you need to get on Facebook Live so you can see what she's doing at the end to make sure you can see her painting. And I was up close to her yesterday, of course. She doesn't have any lines or dots or anything on there. So she is actually painting this without a guide.
With white paint.
With white paint. She was so mad at herself last night. She was like, that's the worst one I've done. So she's doing it raw. But listen, it wasn't. It was really good.
Well, I'm sure it was. We're always our biggest critic.
Right. And she's dressed in a cute little white striped shirt, right? White
with
and black.
A black sequin
skirt and some black heels. And she's dancing while she's painting.
I couldn't even paint much less dance while painting.
I can't paint dance. Yes.
So this is definitely a talent.
Doing a great job. She's covering the whole canvas, painting with this white paint. We can't see it. She's finished. And everybody's like, what is
that? Yeah, like, what? Even the judges, you can just tell they're like,
and
what?
And she goes, she picked up some black paint or black sand.
Oh, wow.
And bam, it's Elvis.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't
that
the coolest
awesome
thing?
Yes. That was awesome.
And she did that all organically. She.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. If you didn't see it on Facebook Live, shame on you.
That was awesome. Like, I think even, like, one of the judges kind of stood up out of her chair. She was like, oh, my goodness. Like,
whoa.
Where'd that come from? Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes.
Well, while we're waiting, I'll mention our last sponsor. It is definitely not the least, though. Whatever the occasion, Blessing Floral Design at 128 West College Avenue in Stanton has gorgeous, ready-made, and custom-designed floral arrangements in silk and cut flowers. Call Melinda Nolan Moore for the perfect floral touch for celebration, sympathy, seasonal, and holiday. They also make unique decorative wreaths and artificial arrangements for home, office, or memorial display. They are open 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and Saturday 9 a.m. to 12. Closed Sunday and Monday. The phone number there is 606-663-2002. This is Blessing Floral Design.
Melinda does a fantastic job. She did my wedding.
Oh.
And she's my second mama. She's a mama.
And now
mama.
A special performance
so make sure you
from
go
Miss
see her
Powell
Patreon
County 2016,
her.
Hannah Wheeler.
Oh, yay.
True talent. I love listening
she's
to her sing.
Be singing,
so,
absolutely.
Yes.
We're going to shut up now. She's playing her banjo lately, too, so.
I'm going to do the one I won with last year for y'all. It's called X's Nose.
There's nothing that this girl can't do, I swear.
Seriously.
I mean, a boy turned him into a man. Showed him all the things that he didn't understand. Whoa. Didn't let him go. Now there's one in California who's been cursing my name. Cause that for me, a better lover in the UK. Till I'm ever get away. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they ever gotta keep. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. X's in the O's, they haunt me. Like O's, they want me. To make them O's, they won't let go. X's in the O's. I had a summer lover down in New Orleans. Kept him warm in the winter, left him frozen in the spring. Mama, had a seasons go by. But I get high and love to get low. So the hearts keep breaking and the heads just roll. You know, it's how the story goes. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They
come, but they never want to leave. X's in the O's, they want me. Like O's, they want me. To make of O's, they won't let go. X's in the O's, they want me. Like O's, they want me. To make of O's, they won't let go. X's and O's. 1, 2, 3, they gonna run back to me. Climbing over mountains and sailing overseas. 1, 2, 3, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave my exes. And they always haunt me. Like always they want me. To make up, they won't let go. My exes. And they always haunt me. Like
all right, Hannah, I know I've bragged on her all night, but I just want you all to know, like, she is a super good role model. She's super talented, super intelligent. Like, she's the total package. So I loved that she won Miss Powell County last year. She's beautiful inside and out.
She was totally not expecting it either, which is nice. She's never hesitant to point out where she gets her talent. She's always brave enough to say, look, God gave me this talent, I'm going to use it. So that's pretty cool, I think, too.
And I don't know if many of you all know Hannah, but her personality is, like, contagious. It's infectious.
It is so contagious.
And she does not care a thing about what anybody else thinks about her. She is herself, and that's all there is to it. She's hilarious and doesn't mean to be. So, but while we're waiting, I'm going to mention some other events going on at the fair. As you know, Miss Powell County kicks off the fair week. And on Monday, we will have the Coca-Cola Talent Contest.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the formal part of our competition.
Which Ms. Hannah has won a few times. So.
Yes.
Up first, contestant number one, Dakota Rain Brown.
Getting ready for formal wear, so Victor's going to talk to
She's a senior, daughter of Deidre and Jason Linden, and Gary and Tabitha Brown. Her sponsor is James E. Davis and Associates. After high school, she plans to go to Morehead State University, study physical therapy. She's 5'8", has blue eyes and dark brown hair. Her favorite color is red. Her favorite sport is basketball. She loves the TV show The Office. Her favorite song is Earned It by The Weeknd. Her clubs include FBLA, HOSA, Beta Club, Pep Club, Spanish Club, Yearbook Club, and FCA. She was KHSAA First Team Academic All-State, 56th District All-Tournament Team, Super Honor Roll, 2016 WIMT Player of the Week, 2016 FBLA winner. She's a member of the Youth Salute, Academic First Team All-State, Senior Ambassador, and Super Honor Roll. Dakota enjoys dancing at Tammy's Studio of Dance, reading, hiking in the Red River Gorge, kayaking, playing varsity basketball for the Lady Pirates, and Kentucky Fusion.
She's in a stunning blue dress, which so you can hear the crowd. Absolutely stunning. She has, it's very flattering on her figure. It's got a deceptive plunge to the front. There's nude-colored mesh that actually covers her modesty. But it does plunge
it
to
is,
back to
it. It is very beautiful, yes. And she is walking with a lot of poise.
That's contestant number one, Dakota Rain Brown.
There's going to be one final turn here at the end of the runway. Before she has to stand with that poise forever.
Yes.
In those heels.
See, that's the part that I was talking about earlier.
Number two,
but it may be unfortunate.
Allison Brianda Filippo.
That she's the first.
She's a junior, daughter of Willie and Holly Nolan. Her sponsor is H&S Lumber. After high school, she plans on going to Morehead State University and studying animal science. She's 5'6", has blue eyes and blonde hair. Her favorite color is royal blue.
favorite sport is softball. Favorite TV show is Gilmore Girls. And her favorite song is When It Rains, It Pours by Luke Combs. She's been part of FBLA for 3 years, Beta Club for 4 years, Spanish Club for 3 years, Pep Club for 3 years, Science and Ecology for 2 years, Pirates for Paws, and Archery Club. She's been on the honor roll for 3 years, 2015 and 2016 KHSAA Cheerleading District Champs. She placed first in her age group in the Autism Awareness 5K, first in the Kiwanis 5K at Natural Bridge, and first place in the Cincinnati Half Marathon. Allison enjoys vlogging at Montana's Dance Studio, volunteering with Friends of Powell County Pets, and at the Stanton Nursing Center's annual senior prom. She enjoys running, hunting, and fishing, boating and tubing, horseback riding, four-wheeling, kayaking, whitewater rafting, baking, and doing anything that is crafty.
She is wearing a stunning... They're all going to be stunning.
Yes, they are.
Just go ahead and understand that. But her dress is black with a little bit of...
It looks like silver and maybe like a nude, like an ivory nude color maybe.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's got a little bit of a train on the back of it.
I had to put my glasses on. I couldn't see, so...
I wish we had a list of the designer for the dress. So that
maybe that's something we can do to improve for next year.
Contestant number two, Allison Brianne DeFilippo.
I just have a tough
decision. Contestant number three, Kaylee Alexa Farthing, is a senior, daughter of Andrea Farthing. After high school, she plans on going to Northern Kentucky University, studying physical therapy. She's 5'8", has green eyes and black hair. Her favorite color is jade. Her favorite sport is volleyball. And her favorite TV show is Riverdale. Her favorite song is Lights by Journey. In school, she's part of the FBLA for 4 years, Key Club for 4 years, Beta Club 8 years, Pep Club 4 years, Morehead State University Trio Talent Search 7 years. She's a Lisa Watkins Memorial Scholarship recipient, 2014 FBLA Regional third place winner for public speaking, 2015 FBLA Regional second place winner for public speaking, 2016 FBLA Regional first place winner for client service. She was in the top 13 at the state FBLA competition in 2017 for client services. Kaylee enjoys art, traveling, listening to music, hanging out with family and friends, hiking, and makeup artistry.
She's wearing a white mermaid gown. Absolutely beautiful.
Mermaid, we finally knew one.
No mermaid. No mermaid because I'm a pear-shaped, so I don't look at a mermaid. So I know to stay away from that. But she is rocking it.
She has very pretty hair, too.
She does.
Contestant number three, Kaylee Alexa Farthing.
It looks like she's got it styled pretty nasty.
Contestant number four, Emberly Caitlin Helton, the senior, daughter of Samuel Helton and Carrie Helton. Her sponsor is Stanton Dairy Queen. After high school, she plans on attending Eastern Kentucky University, studying the field of nursing. She's 5'2½", has green eyes and brown hair. Her favorite color is red. Her favorite sport is volleyball. Favorite TV show is Criminal Minds. Favorite song, Traveler, by Chris Stapleton. Her clubs, HOSA and FCCLA. Amberly enjoys hiking, spending time with friends and family, fishing, listening to music, singing, reading, and relaxing at home.
Her dress is a UK blue. Her earrings. Those earrings I can see.
You can see those. Those are very shiny earrings.
Very shiny.
Her dress is very form-fitting.
Very
cute. She's an hourglass shape.
Good for her. Right?
Yes.
I mean, the hourglass is the most coveted of her shapes. Yeah. I don't know if she has an extension in or if that's her hair, but either way, it is beautiful.
I think, as far as I know, that is her real hair.
Contestant number four, Amberly Caitlin Helton.
She has a lot of hair. You can tell. Yes.
Contestant number 5, Erica Marie Howard, is a senior, daughter of Chris and Angie Howard. Her sponsor is Dotson RV Sales. After high school, she plans on attending Morehead State University, studying the field of pre-veterinary studies. She's 5'6" with brown eyes and dark brown hair. Her favorite color is purple. Her favorite sport is softball. And her favorite TV show is Friends. Her favorite song is Hello Darling by Conway Twitty. For club, she's president of the Archery Club, secretary for FBLA, secretary for FCA, FFA, Beta Club, Spanish Club, Yearbook Club, Gifted and Talented, and class vice president for 4 years. She's been a member of the varsity softball team for 4 years, and the varsity volleyball team for 4 years, where she made all district, awarded a trip to the 2017 inauguration with 4-H, KHSAA all academic team with softball and volleyball for 3 years, most aces in volleyball her sophomore year, player of the year in volleyball her junior year. Erica enjoys softball, volleyball, clogging, hiking, fishing, and four-wheeling at her grandmother's.
She's busy, is what I just heard.
She is very busy, and as her softball coach, I will tell you that she spends time to perfect whatever it is she is doing, so she is a very hard worker.
Her dress is gorgeous. It's got a really long train on. I'm always worried for them with the long trains because they've got these bows around the... I was afraid that... I did see one girl take one year.
Well, I did.
You took one too? Maybe it was you.
It wasn't me. It was last year the girl took
one.
But I did take one with me at dress rehearsal. I didn't during this.
Contestant number 6, Kaylee Rilla Lane, is a junior, daughter of Jeffrey and Angela Lane. She's sponsored by Clementine's. After high school, she plans on going to the University of Kentucky and studying in the field of psychiatry. She's 5 feet tall, blue eyes, and blonde hair. Her favorite color is gold. Her favorite sport is soccer. Her favorite TV show is Friends. Her favorite song is I'll Be Good by James Young. In club, she was involved with FCCLA for 3 years, Talented and Gifted for 8 years, Beta Club 6 years, Educational Talent Search 6 years. She's a member of the Robinson Scholar Leadership Program, has a 4.0 GPA, FCCLA Star Event National Gold Recipient 2016, and 2017 Miss Congeniality of Estill County Fair. Kaylee enjoys art, poetry, and volunteering in our community.
I can tell you this too, Kaylee. Okay, first, she's wearing bubblegum pink dress. All of her outfits have been very fitting for her personality tonight. So, but she, you mentioned she's a member of the Robinson Scholar Leadership Program. And I was a member of that too in high school and all through college. And they keep you, like, it is super structured. You're always busy. You always have some event that you have to do that's helping you further your personality and your leadership skills and your education as well, all through high school and college. So, it's a fantastic program. Check it out, but I will tell you she's busy.
Yes,
and there's a lot required of her as far as academics are concerned. So
as you all can tell, just by listening, any of the girls that win, you can tell how much of a how busy they are, how hard they work.
Absolutely.
Inside of school, outside of school, and how involved in the community that they are.
Contestant number 6, Kaylee Rilla Lane.
To represent Powell County, who is well-rounded, and who is going to be that good role model for younger girls.
Contestant number 7, Sierra Elizabeth K. McKinney, is a junior, daughter of Chris McKinney. Her sponsor is Piece of Cake Bakery and Knox Family Pizza Place. After high school, she plans on attending Eastern Kentucky University, studying the field of special education. She's 5'9", with brown eyes and brown hair. Her favorite color is mint green. Her favorite sport is basketball. Her favorite TV show is Sanford and Son. Her favorite song is Leader of the Laundromat by The Detergents. Her clubs include FFA 2 years, FCCLA 1 year, FBLA 1 year, Pep Club 3 years, a member of Trio Talent Search for 6 years. She was third runner-up in the 2016 Junior Miss Corn Festival, 2014 Freshman Tournament Player of the Game, a member of the 2015 Girls Basketball District Champs. Sierra has played basketball for 10 years and is currently a member of the Lady Pirates basketball team. Played soccer for 11 years, where she's now a member of the Lady Pirates soccer team. She also played softball for 4 years. She's been a child's church teacher, Clay City Baptist Church, for 2 years. She'd like to wish Sarah and Shannon Bloom a happy 17th anniversary.
That was sweet.
She's always thinking of other people.
She is.
Super considerate young lady, for sure.
And she was wearing, and if I say this wrong, I'm sorry, but it looks like navy to me.
It looks like navy to me.
Navy and black are
contestant number 7, Sierra Elizabeth K. McKinney.
You don't see very many navy dresses.
She's pulling it off for sure.
Contestant number 8, Hannah Rochelle Meadows, is a senior, daughter of Cody and Suzanne Meadows. Her sponsor is Hearn Funeral Home. After high school, she plans on attending Georgetown College, studying Spanish secondary education, with an emphasis in Spanish. She's 5'4" with brown eyes and dark brown hair. Her favorite color is periwinkle blue. Her favorite sport is cross country. Her favorite TV show is The Office. Her favorite song is Satisfaction by the Bay Rays. For clubs, she's treasurer of FBLA, treasurer of Key Club, Spanish Club, Zimbeta Club, Art Club, Talented and Gifted, and a member of the Clay City First Church of God Youth Group. She's a Robinson leader, senior ambassador, member of the Clark Energy Youth Tour, has perfect attendance at Powell County High School, and plays second place at Regions in FBLA. Hannah enjoys kayaking, hiking, art, playing the piano, and traveling.
Megan and I both looked at each other like, wow, when she walked out, because her dress is gorgeous. It's black. Very flattering for her figure. Her sleeves are the thing. They're kind of off the shoulder, covered in rhinestones or sequins. I think it's rhinestones.
Rhinestones, yes.
And listen, I have to pitch to my husband here for a second. He is so good with lighting. And the way he aims them is he's very meticulous about how he does it. But it catches the dresses perfectly. So it kind of helps the girls out a little bit in that regard.
Contestant number 8, Hannah Rochelle Meadows.
As shiny as they can get.
Contestant number 9, Caitlin Paige Meadows, is a senior, daughter of the late Forrest Meadows and Heather Clark. Her sponsor is Mann Chevrolet and LA's Hair Design. After high school, she plans to go to Northern Kentucky University and study broadcast journalism. She's 5'5" with brown eyes and blonde hair. Her favorite color is teal. Her favorite sport is volleyball. Her favorite TV show is Scandal. Her favorite song is Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. For club, she's involved with Key Club for 4 years, FBLA for 2 years, FCCLA for 4 years, Science and Ecology 4 years, Spanish Club, Varsity Volleyball for 3 years, Varsity Track and Field 4 years, FFA 1 year, OSA 1 year, Pep Club 4 years, Yearbook 2 years, and Beta Club 5 years. She received 3 years KHSAA Kentucky Academic All-State, KHSAA Academic All-State Honorable Mention, Corn Festival Contest Eating Winner, Senior Ambassador, Student of the Week, and Gear Up Student Leadership for 2 years. Caitlin enjoys kayaking, playing volleyball, yoga, painting, collecting, running, traveling, and being with family and friends.
She is wearing a gorgeous red dress with a train on it. The train starts at the shoulders, kind of wrapped around the straps.
And as she's been walking, she has made sure that she grabs the train and she makes sure it flows.
Train cape? It's a cape, but
it's a cape, yes.
It's very old Hollywood.
Very Maryland.
Yes, Maryland. If you're not watching on Facebook, or
contestant number 9, Caitlin Paige Meadows.
These gowns are gorgeous.
I feel sorry for the girls that have to stand there forever.
Contestant number 10, Madison Skylar Marina Mendoza, is a senior, daughter of Melissa Mendoza and Francisco Mendoza. Her sponsor is the Powell County Sheriff's Department. After high school, she plans on going to Morehead State University to study early childhood education. She's 5'7" with brown eyes and brown hair. Her favorite color is mint green. Her favorite TV show is Criminal Minds. Her favorite song is Dancing on My Own by Callum Scott. Clubs include Beta Club, FCCLA, Art Club, and Key Club. Madison loves photography, kayaking, hiking, drawing and painting, spending time with family and friends.
You know, props to Madison, because she certainly knows how to flatter her body type with the dresses she wears. dress she wore for her talent and this dress, they're perfect for her body type. This one, there's a navy, well, it looks like navy.
Yes.
It's got belted rhinestones on it.
What kind of top is it? What do you call that? You're asking the wrong person.
Oh my gosh, if I'm going to do this again, I've got to set it.
Yes, me too. And I noticed her earrings also. Her earrings match the rhinestones on her dress, on the belt of her dress, perfectly.
She's got a long train on hers as well. I love a train on a dress. It just gets me.
Me too. Yes. Me too.
They've all had...
Contestant number 10, Madison Schuyler Miranda Mendoza. Contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller, is a junior, daughter of Phoebe Miller and Adrian Robinson. Her sponsor is Ziegler Morgan Tire and Gas Bowstrings. After high school, she plans on attending University of South Carolina, studying the field of dance and criminal justice. She's 5'3" with blue eyes and blonde hair. Favorite color is blue. Favorite sport is ballet. And her favorite TV show is Law & Order SVU. Her favorite song is Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. As far as clubs, she was in FBLA, Beta Club, Pep Club, member of the PCHS golf team, and the cheerleading team. Kaylee's been dancing since the age of 3, competitively trained in tap, jazz, and contemporary before finding her passion for ballet. She now spends 5 to 6 days a week at Bluegrass Youth Ballet, where she's a 7-year member of the pre-professional program. She performs at least 3 shows per year and has danced many lead roles. She's also been awarded scholarships to further her dance education in a professional environment, including spending summers at the Patel Conservatory in Florida, American Ballet Theater in New York City, most recently at the Rock School for Dance Education in Philadelphia, where she was accepted into the year-round professional program. Kaylee's also a 2-year company member of the Allegro Dance Project, a nonprofit outreach program providing dance lessons to children with special needs. When Kaylee's not in dance studio or school, she enjoys spending time with family and friends, swimming, bonfires, quiet nights at home, watching TV.
If our discussion about how great she was as a dancer wasn't enough for you, that big lineup information probably was. She's wearing a really pretty blue gown. It looks like it might be like a velvety,
yes, and it's long sleeve,
which is not like anyone else has out here. And it's got some.
Contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller.
Is that like a?
It's like a beige, yeah. One of those colors.
Contestant number 12, Sharon Janelle Noble, also known as Nellie, is a senior, daughter of Heather and Todd Rogers. Her sponsor is Hearn Funeral Home. After high school, she plans on going to Eastern Kentucky University to study the field of medicine. She's 5'4" with hazel eyes and brown hair. Her favorite color is maroon. Her favorite sport is softball. Her favorite TV show is The Vampire Diaries. Her favorite song is Mercy by Brett Young. She's in FBLA, FCA, Key Club, SEC, Beta Club, and Pirates for Paws. She was 2016 Miss Corn Festival and placed at Miss Kentucky State Festivals. Nellie loves hiking, drawing, singing, dancing, and cheerleading.
Nellie is wearing, we're going to call her Nellie. She's sharing on everything, but she wanted everybody to know her name.
Yeah.
Nobody calls her Nellie. But she is wearing a black dress with lunges in the front. Kind of ruching. I think it's what the technical term is. On the bottom of the gown.
Sounds good to me.
It's a mermaid,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And the mermaid portion of it is ruched.
Yes.
That's the word.
I think you're right. Sounds good to me. I think they get it. So. I like her hair.
Absolutely. Her hair always looks good though. And look, she stares those judges down like, who's next?
Yes.
She is a great poison. I love how she opens her body up. If you notice the way her arms move, very different walk, I think, than any of the other girls. She really tries to open up her body as much as she can.
Contestant number 12, Sharon Janelle Noble. Contestant number 13, Leslie Danielle Stewart, is a senior, daughter of Gary and Valerie Stewart.
Her sponsor is Vincent Stewart Trucking. After high school, she plans on attending the University of Kentucky, studying primary education. She's 5'7", with brown eyes, brown hair. Her favorite color is royal blue. Her favorite sport is basketball. Her favorite TV show is Grey's Anatomy. Her favorite song is Amazing Grace. She's in Art Club, FCCLA, Beta Club. She's the FFA Vice President, 4-H Teen Club, 4-H Livestock Club, the Outdoor Adventure Club, and she also leads after-school clubs for third graders and a mentoring group. Leslie is a Kentucky representative for 4-H Nation Congress in Atlanta, Kentucky 4-H Gold Honor Award, Bluegrass Regional Prepared Public Speech winner, and she also received 4-H'er of the Year for 3 years running, and Mason's Steigerwald Memorial 4-H Camp Leadership Award. She enjoys cake decorating, youth leadership activities, hanging with family and friends, volunteering around the community, and going to church.
All right, Leslie is wearing I believe that's black, I think, yes. From here. And the top and the bottom of the gown is gold with sequins. Really pretty, really different from all of the other dresses out here, too. Honestly, all of the dresses are very, very different from each other, which is nice. I remember one year there were two who wore the same exact gown.
Dress, yes.
So that was an unfortunate circumstance.
And usually, if you don't have the same dress, you still have the girls that like their dresses.
Contestant number 13, right. Leslie Danielle Stewart.
Very similar, but this year that is not the case.
I will say the two girls who had the same gown brought it.
Yes.
So they both looked beautiful in the gown. So.
And these girls all look beautiful, and they all have gorgeous dresses, but they are all very unique dresses.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is the only part that I've ever actually wanted to do in this town county. Just because I love
one more round of applause for all of our contestants.
Yes, they did awesome.
And that concludes the formal portion of the competition.
Okay, now this next part, what do we have?
Well, next is the presentation of Miss Palkani 2016. So Hannah's going to come out, and they're going to have her little pre-recorded thing. But we've got a little bit of time before she gets out. They've got to get these girls off the risers. When they're sitting up there for as long as they are in 3 to 4 inch heels, their legs get a little stiff.
I took so mine off the second those curtains closed. My heels came off.
I kind of got to help them off of those risers, which are shady anyway.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to donate money to the school to get new risers, go right ahead. I'm sure they wouldn't be upset about it. But they're old. I'm pretty sure they were here when this family started.
Probably.
So they're really rickety, and those girls just stand there while the other girls walk up them, and they're like, I hope I don't die. I hope I don't fall. Yeah. So maybe we should run down our sponsors really quickly one last time, just give you a little bit of flavor from each of them. Just Plain Fancy, don't forget about their Fall Fest. They're celebrating 5 years of being Just Plain Fancy this year, so save your date on your calendars. October 21st, there's going to be music featuring Chelsea Nolan. Lots of family fun, in-store discounts, which is my favorite thing. Vendors and giveaways. Hope that by vendors she means food, because I also love food. So make sure you come out and support your local musician as well as your local boutique. Lots of really cute things. Again, I'm wearing JVF today. Megan was wearing her earlier. So.
And I love local. So
yes.
And before we can crown a new Miss Powell County, let's say goodbye to the current Miss Powell County. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Hannah Wheeler.
The first time I ever attended the Miss Powell County pageant, I was in 5th grade as the Queen of Clay City Elementary. I sat in awe as I watched some of the most talented and beautiful girls I had ever seen take the stage. That night, I decided I too would be up there one day. 5 years later, I never could have imagined I'd receive the title of Miss Powell County. With that being said, I wouldn't be able to say that without some amazing people who do so much for not only me, but for these girls and even our community. First off, I want to say thank you to the one person who always comes first in my life, the man upstairs. Lord, thank you for this beautiful life you've given me. Thank you for blessing me with a gift. Thank you so much for surrounding me with such amazing people. And most of all, thank you for being my rock and my honor. I truly believe that this was just one of the many crazy experiences you have planned for me. Mom, thank you for always telling me I'm beautiful, even when I don't feel like it. And thank you for being my own personal hairdresser. You're the greatest. I love you. Haley, you're the best big sister ever, and without your makeup skills, I never could have done this. Thanks for being my biggest fan. Papa Willie, yes, I just called my daddy that. Thank you for always giving us the things we need and making our dreams come true. Although sometimes it may be hard to believe, I love you so, so much. Uncle Gary, thank you for giving me all my confidence and telling me about spray cans. Thank you for giving me my first opportunity to take this runway when I was just 10 years old. Miss Connie and Jessica Hall, thank you for all your help on my talent and making sure that I always saw my best. Thank you to the Women's Club for not only all that you do for me, but all that you do for these young ladies. Julie, thank you for hosting one of the best pageants in the state. Without you, none of this would be possible. To the Lions Club, thank you for treating me like royalty during the fair week and for giving me the fair burgers we all know and love. Camilla and Kyla Nolan and Emma Ware, thank you for choreographing the opening numbers each and every year. Ethan Moore, you're the greatest soundman alive. And remember, if I ever make it big, you're becoming a roadie. Keegan Rogers, thank you for all the beautiful pictures before and of the pageant. Caitlin Perry and Trent Faulkner, thank you so much for my charm bracelet. It means so much to me. Thank you, Denison Distributing, for being my sponsor and being my ride through the parade. I had so much fun hitting you in the head with candy and ramen, Charlotte. Tommy Howell, thanks a bunch for literally getting pneumonia, just so I could have the sickest ride through the parade. No pun intended. To the next Miss Powell County, I want you to know that even after I place that crown on your head and that sash rests across your shoulder, you're still the same girl you were the moment before. Throughout your reign, remember Esther 4:14. Perhaps this is the moment for which you have been created. And as always, welcome to the sisterhood.
Megan is crying, so I'll just let
Ladies and gentlemen, Hannah Wheeler, Miss Powell County, 2016.
I am crying. That was sweet. She's seriously one of the most humble people I have ever met in my life, and she's...
I think that's why I cried, because I know her personally. And I love her I love her mom. Her mom's one of my best friends, so I guess, I don't know. When her voice cracked in her speech, I couldn't help it.
That's hard. Okay. I'm not a sympathy crier. I'm the opposite. Makes me seem like a cold, callous person. Anytime somebody cries, it's like, I don't get emotions today.
All right, let's mention some more sponsors. We got Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram right off of exit 22. Low prices, great service, and they are your hometown guys. I will speak from personal experience. I love Tanner Dodge and dealing with them. You can visit them at visit Tanner online at TannerChryslerProducts.com, and you can see why they are number one in the nation for repeat business.
We'll go ahead and move on and talk about all of the sponsors at once so we can make sure that you guys understand who keeps this thing going. Whitaker Bank at 130 South Main Street in Stanton and 4459 Main Street in Clay City. They're both on Main Street, really easy to get to. They've got Whitaker Perks accounts, mobile banking, and text banking available. They offer loans, checking services, savings and investments, business services, and insurance. So they're like a one-stop shop for all of your fiduciary needs. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. That's their slogan, and they really mean it. You can find out more at www.whitakerbank.com.
We have CRS Auto and Trailer. They are located at 5781 Main Street, Clay City. They have a great selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They have a good stock of buy-here, pay-here vehicles, low down payments, and low monthly payments. They have all types of trailers, box, stock, flat, horse, and more, with 6 months savings cash on all trailers with no down payment. They are open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, and their phone number is 663-2836.
Then don't forget, we've got Shabby Chic Country Mall. They have everything from antiques and collectibles to even a special dress for your little girl. You can do your own treasure hunt right here in Stanton, where you're going to find some home necessities like a skillet or an iron or a toaster or furniture or home decor and much more. If you're looking for it, they probably have it, and I can attest to that. If you're looking for a last-minute gift, you're going to find one at Shabby Chic, I promise. One of Kentucky's best country malls. They've got friendly folks, so stop by at 354 West College Avenue on the way to Stanton. Or, I'm sorry, you're in Stanton. On the way to the high school right there. Kind of adjacent to the old Wells Funeral Home. For more info, you can call 663-0084. Shabby Chic is a little store with big charm.
And we also have Appalachian. Okay. Appalachian Wireless is Eastern Kentucky's leading provider of 3G and 4G wireless services. They are headquartered in Kentucky and they have been operating since 1991. More towers in more places means better service. Amazing deals on the hottest smartphones coupled with competitive rates means bigger savings. Appalachian Wireless has more and more people that are choosing them than ever before. And not to mention, they are easily accessible, local service, and support you can count on. See for yourself. Visit one of their 21 retail stores or many other authorized dealer locations near you. Better service, bigger savings. Serving you for the last 25 years, Appalachian Wireless. Their phone number is 800-438-2355.
We've got all these great businesses. Last but certainly not least, for all of your floral needs, Blessings Floral Design at 128 West College Avenue here in Stanton. I'm going to give her a personal recommendation. Don't care if I'm allowed to or not. She has gorgeous ready-made and custom-designed floral arrangements in silk and cut flowers. You can call Melinda Nolan Moore for the perfect floral touch. She has it for celebration, sympathy, seasonal, and holiday. And she makes awesome, unique decorative wreaths and artificial arrangements for your home, office, or memorial display. If I don't make my own, which I love to do, procrastinating is my favorite thing. If I don't make my own, I go to Melinda for it. So they're open 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. Saturday, they're open 9 to 12, and they're closed Sunday and Monday. You can call her at 606-663-2002, or just stop by our location. Again, it's 128 West College Avenue, and that's Blessings Floral Design. So make sure, guys, that you're patronizing these businesses, whether you just go online and give them a review or you go and like their page on Facebook. Anything helps, guys, to get their name out there because, again, they're spending their money so that they can make sure that your kids are taken care of and stuff like this can be put on the air. So a lot of these don't just advertise on WSKV. They also have banners hanging in the gym, so they give money so that we can get new uniforms, and they give money so that we can get nice equipment, and they give money so that your kids can basically have that high school experience that we all remember and love if we were involved in any sort of extracurricular activity. So please make sure you get by each of these businesses to thank them. Even if you don't need a new cell phone or you don't want to switch plans or you don't have anybody that you need to get a flower for, or you don't need a new outfit. I mean, who doesn't need a new outfit, but whatever. Or you don't need a new car. Just make sure you stop by and say, hey, I really appreciate what you're doing for the kids of the community because it's not easy being a small business owner. They don't make millions like people like people think. It's really hard and they're taxed to death. So make sure you get to them and thank them for all that they do for your kids. Megan, I've talked a lot. You want to talk about some stuff coming
yes,
up?
Yes, I will talk about some more stuff coming up at Fair Week. On Monday, I mentioned earlier, we have the Coca-Cola Talent Contest. There's a lot of things going on. I'm just going to mention some of the bigger things. And on Tuesday, they have the declamations at the Powell County High School. And working at the school, I know how much hard work these kids put into that. That's an awesome
thing. And I love watching
awesome
the declamations as a spectator. They are the cutest things.
Yes. Wednesday night, they have the baby show, the mother-daughter look-alike contest, and the father-son look-alike contest. Thursday night, we have the infamous greasy pig contest. and Highway 15, Hannah Wheeler's band, right?
Mm-hmm.
She sings for that. They will be performing that night as well.
Which is, they actually placed at the state level this year. They won first in their division, and they went to the finals, which is great. I haven't actually heard what their placement was at finals, but
I can't remember either, but I know that they placed, right?
Yeah, they certainly placed in finals, and they won first in their division to where they could go to finals, so they are
That's
fantastic.
Awesome. Yes.
I love to listen to them.
And then Friday, of course, we have the parade. There are lots and lots of floats, and businesses will be there, so you all need to come out. And the fair that Friday is a free admission. They also have field day athletic events at the high school track and field area. And later that night is the truck and tractor pull. And then on Saturday, it's the last day of the fair, we have the demolition derby.
Which is a huge thing.
It is. It's a
Everyone
huge
hit. Everyone loves
to
crash their cars and watch them crash their cars. My band kids are upset with me We've got a competition that day in North Laurel, and it's a prelim finals thing, so we're not going to get home until late, and they're really upset about it, but I said to them, I don't care. So, if you can video it, all the cars crashing, maybe we'll have a, I don't know, a screening. I'm
You're
not going to do
live
that
on Facebook. No, they won't be able to watch it. So.
No phones okay. Allowed. So. I'm the worst. I'm not the worst. I'm a good teacher.
You are.
Oh,
you take pride in what you do.
I need to stop talking. This
no, you don't. You're good. You're fine. I will mention some of the special awards. That's what is happening right now. The judges have scored the girls, and then they
this
are tabulating the scores. Yes, this is the hard part. I would never want to be in their shoes. These are all the ones I can think of. If I leave one out, I'm sorry. But they have the personality award. And they have the most poised, most photogenic, prettiest hair, prettiest eyes, talent, swimwear, formal wear, and then one of my personal favorites, Miss Congeniality. And I love that one because that's where you really get to know how the girls are around the other girls. Because Miss Congeniality is voted on by the other contestants. So they choose that one. The judges have nothing to do with that. So the girls get to say, hey, she treated everyone nicely this week, and we loved her, so she deserves to win Miss Congeniality. So I love that one.
Yeah. Absolutely. And also there's a movie, so.
Yes, there is the movie.
And who doesn't like a little
I would
Sandra
quote
Bullock?
It, but I don't think you guys want to hear that. So. And here we go. Here's the announcements of the special awards.
There we go. All right, now that the judges have done some work, we're going to give out some awards. These are the special awards. And the first one is Miss Congeniality. That one goes to contestant number 7, Sierra McKinney.
And Sierra is the girl...
Miss Congeniality is voted on by her peers.
Always thinking of others, yes. So I could definitely see her winning Miss Congeniality.
And now for hair. Goes to contestant number 8, Hannah Rochelle Meadows. Eyes. That also goes to contestant number 8, Hannah Rochelle Meadows. Slow down so I don't run Hannah to death. She should have worn some tennis shoes under there.
She probably would have worked out if her mom would have let her.
It goes to contestant number 13, Leslie Danielle Stewart.
What's that one I didn't touch?
Prettiest smile.
Pretty smile. I would go for that.
Up next is most photogenic. It goes to contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller. Oh, they're closed. All right, yeah, that's quick. Up next, swimwear. And it goes to contestant number 1, Dakota Rain Brown.
She had to start the night, so good for her.
Yes, that means she left a lasting impression.
Up next is the award for talent. And it goes to contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller.
And she was our ballerina. Right?
Yes.
Up next is the award for best formal. Goes to contestant number 1, Dakota Rain Brown. Up next, the award for poise. And goes to contestant number 1, Dakota Rain Brown. And finally, personality. It goes to contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller. And now, our finalists, in no particular order. Finalist number 1, contestant number 8, Hannah Rochelle Meadows. Finalist number, our next finalist, is contestant number 5, Erica Howard. Our next finalist, contestant number 1, Dakota Rain Brown.
And our final finalist, contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, your finalists.
We're a little confused because they only have four finalists.
Did they do that last year too?
I don't remember.
Now that I think about it, I think they did because there was not enough. They didn't want to do a top five because there were less girls. I'm not positive, but that still threw me for a loop because there's usually a top five.
I think it threw all of us for a loop.
Okay.
So
anyway,
there you go.
So those are the special awards. And the girls right now are going to go hide in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because they're getting ready to do the hardest part of the entire pageant.
Yep.
They have to get up here and answer a question completely. They've never seen the question before, never heard it, you know, and they have to answer the question on stage in front of everyone.
And they have to hide in the bathroom so they can't hear the question.
Yes. But I'll review the top or the special awards. We have Dakota Brown she won swimwear, and then Miss Congeniality, of course, with Sierra McKinney. Best hair with contestant number 8, Hannah Meadows. Most photogenic was contestant number 11, Kaylee Miller. Prettiest smile was contestant number 13, Leslie Stewart. And here's the first contestant with the question.
Each of our finalists will be asked the same question. The other three finalists are in a soundproof room. I'm not sure where that is, but I've been assured there is one here at the high school. All right.
They actually put you in the bathroom and turn music on.
Hannah Rochelle Meadows. The question is, what fun activity or game would you recommend all children to play or participate in, and why?
That's a good question.
Well, one of my favorite things to do here in Powell County is go kayaking. And I would love for all the children to go out and try and just see everything that we have in our backyard, what God has given us.
Thank you very much.
That's an answer. Good start.
I will say this. There are so many girls in this pageant that love to kayak. I don't know why we don't have
a lot of excited people here.
Yes.
Especially with the new
opening. I like it.
Start one, Katie.
Yeah, sure. I'll get right on that.
I've only been one time, so I have
much time.
I have no. There's no way I could do that.
I like kayaking. I like canoeing better, though.
They're retrieving the next contestant from the sound booth room.
I don't know why, but that cracked me up.
It tells me it may be a bathroom. Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Test number 5, Erica Howard. What fun activity or game would you recommend all children to play or participate in, and why?
The game or activity that I would recommend to all children is sports, you know, any sport that you would love to play, like softball or volleyball. I really love playing them, and I would recommend those to anybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
She's not afraid of the microphone, that's for sure.
Yeah, she almost took Victor's spot when she
came out. She almost did. She was like, move it, buddy.
And he was like, excuse me?
And we're waiting for
you. You'll have been a very well-behaved crowd, I just want to say.
No, he is from the age of basketball when we were when we played Wolf County. And those games would get a little rowdy, so he means it when he says that.
Yes.
All right. Contestant number 1, Dakota Rain Brown. Oops, let me drop the question.
Way to make her
my
more
fear
nervous.
My fear is Steve Harvey in this thing. All right.
He feels like Steve
What Harvey. Fun activity or game would you recommend all children to play or participate in? Tell me why.
I believe one activity that I would recommend all children to participate in, for me personally, is basketball, just because I fell in love with it at a young age, and it's really helped me develop so many good characteristics that have helped me later on in life, such as sportsmanship, leadership, and so many other things. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a good answer.
We have the top 4 are all very athletic, too. I just
they
thought
are,
about that.
Actually. Yes, yep. They are. Our final contestant making her way to the stage, contestant number 11.
Yes.
Contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller. What fun activity or game would you recommend all children to play or participate in, and why?
I would recommend all children to participate in ballet because you get to learn discipline and work ethic at a very young age. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All of them.
Ladies and gentlemen,
answers.
Your finalists.
And the judges, once again, have the toughest job.
They get
here.
To deliberate.
Like, we
from
get
here.
To just sit here and enjoy it. But they
enjoy
don't.
Hannah. Hannah okay. is getting ready to come back
yes.
on stage.
Hannah's
yes.
getting in place. Now, while the judges do their final tabulations, Hannah is going to do one more performance. Assuming they help her get that
help
over
her
crown.
get the ribbon over her crown. Teamwork. She's super excited because she got a new ribbon for her banjolele. Oh. Just gotta make sure it's tuned right.
Are you ready? Take a yes. All right. Doesn't all these girls look beautiful tonight?
She's right. She's right.
Now they told me I was gonna be the entertainment, so this is what you get. We'll do some Johnny Cash for y'all.
I love when she does this one.
It's good.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling rampant. And I see the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison. Time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps moving.
Lover.
I don't know if she's going to do another one. Megan already came and got the judges' sheets, which is a really quick deliberation.
We'll do another one of his songs. Surprise.
Hey, I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan, so I love it.
Who isn't? If there
yes,
is
that's called Ring of Fire. Love is a burning thing. A fiery ring bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet.
girls you know can actually sing Johnny Cash?
Not very many. Probably Hannah. No.
This next
I've also
one
not heard very many people sing it,
it
though.
When
so.
I do it, that's I know true. You're going to know what you have to do. At least the young people. Right? This is by Sia. It's called Cheap Thrills. Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Hit the dance floor, hit the dance floor. I got all I need. No, I ain't got cash, I ain't got cash. I got you, baby. Baby, I don't need dollar bills. Have fun tonight. Baby, I don't need dollar bills. Have fun tonight. I don't need no money. As long as I can feel the beat. I don't need no money. As long as I can dance.
I mean, she went from Johnny Cash to that.
To see
you. Go one last time for your 2016 Miss Powell County.
Right. Wonderful. Like, I don't... She makes every song her own. That's probably my favorite thing about her.
And now, yeah. The moment we have...
Oh, jeez, I'm nervous for
now, everybody's already figured out who they think is going to win. We've already done our own deliberation.
I'm nervous for them.
Make sure I get these right.
I've been in their shoes. It's nerve-wracking.
I don't want anybody angry at me. Your third runner-up is contestant number 5, Erica Howard. Your second runner-up is contestant number 1, Dakota Rain Brown. And your first runner-up is contestant number 11, Kaylee Rose Miller.
And in case you haven't figured it out, your winner is Hannah Meadows. Wow, that is awesome.
Totally. Your winner, contestant number 8, Hannah Rochelle Meadows.
I love
your
it
new Miss Powell County.
Like, truly unexpected.
Yes, and in no way am I saying that I didn't think she deserved it, but it was a surprise.
It was.
Like, and I love it. And you all couldn't see her face unless you're watching it on Facebook, but she was so, like, shocked.
And
like, so surprised.
Good for her, and I think she deserves all the props that she can possibly get because she had a technical difficulty with her keyboard. Where there were some issues with power, and she just kept going like it wasn't even a thing. she had all the boys. Good for her, you know. Good for her.
And as she's taking her last walk, I'll go over the top four again. The top four, we had third runner-up, Erica Howard. Second runner-up was Dakota Brown. First runner-up was Kaylee Miller. And your Miss Powell County 2017 is contestant number 8, Hannah Meadows. And she is gorgeous.
She is. She's gorgeous. She's got boys. She's got everything that and we would want in a role model for our young girls.
If you all could see the people waiting to get on stage to hug her, it's unreal.
Thank you all for coming, everyone. Have a good night.
Like, they have to have the go-ahead, the okay, and they're all just standing
there.
They're
just waiting.
They're getting ready to bombard her. Here they come.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been Miss Powell County 2017. I haven't gotten the okay, you're off air yet from Ethan. I'll wait for that. Meanwhile, you'll hear me talk and Megan talk.
Yes. I hope you all have enjoyed it.
Yeah. And hey, guys, remember, like they were telling the girls yesterday, all of these girls are beautiful. They're talented. They're intelligent. They work hard. They're busy. They're out in the community. They're doing what it takes to be a good role model for your younger children. So, and if we had 3 different judges out here tomorrow, it'd be a completely different outcome because they are all on par with each other. So just understand that. Be congratulatory to each of them for their hard work and their confidence, because that's something that a lot of young women are not don't have. It's a plague, I think, in our society these days, is confidence. I think it's just I won't get on that soapbox, but
yes.
It's something that
yes.
They don't have. So congratulate them for having the confidence and to get out here and
they
understand.
Are all winners.
They are fearfully and wonderfully made, for sure. So.
And, like, even the, I love it because even the other contestants that just left the stage are already back on stage to give Hannah a hug. So that says a lot about her.
She's our second Hannah in a row.
She is. I didn't even think about that.
Popular name.
Did not even think about that. I didn't even look at the crown either. It's different every year, but I didn't look at it.
It seems like it gets bigger and bigger, too.
Is it the because they used to try to do, like, 2 crowns that were the same in a row, but I can't tell if it's the same as Hannah's or not. So.
I don't know.
Hannah Wheeler.
Well, Hannah's on the paper here, maybe. If you didn't get a chance, get a copy of the Clay City Times so you can see not only 2017 contestants, but all of the Miss Powell counties from the beginning of time. There's a break in there from 96 to 2001, so maybe, I don't know if we didn't have a Miss Powell County in those few years or what happened there.
They couldn't find pictures.
Maybe
we had to turn in our own pictures.
Got it.
So some people, and then like, I know the one that won in 1991 lives in Kansas City. So she may not have got
Did
the memo. No, the 1990.
1990, okay.
Yes.
There you are.
So, and then, like, some of the other ones, like, they turned them in late. So, okay. I actually turned mine in late, but Vicki Miller had my back. So, she turned in all of the photos that she had.
Vicki Miller is great. Make sure you thank her for her continued service with this program as well, because she's always out here taking pictures. Pam, her associate, was on the camera in the spotlight today, so make sure you thank them for what they do. All right, so we are going to go ahead and sign off. We will make sure you tune in for all the fair events that we'll be broadcasting. Make sure you go to the fair and support your county.
And get a cheeseburger.
All right, we're out of here.